Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I got my sweat in on Friday, that's for sure. A lot of competitive basketball games. Unfortunately, most of them didn't go my way. Let's recap the losing card for you. The college basketball handicap goes 1-2-1. Let's talk about the winner first. Lipscomb, they made me sweat it out. They were down 8 at halftime. Second half, they found the offense. And then late, they found the defense to get enough key stops. And they cashed the ticket over Eastern Kentucky, minus the 2.5. I push on Ohio. Yeah, I'll take a push. I thought I was going to lose, but the Bobcats hit a couple clutch free throws in the closing seconds. They win by 7, and I push the minus 7. I lose on Mac Daddy Hoops' Mac play of the day. We had Fairfield plus the 1.5 on the road at Marist. Well, the Stags got up 13. I was feeling really good about things. Unfortunately, they only shot 28% for the game. They end up losing the game by 3, and I lose the plus 1.5. And then in the marquee game to end the night, it was Dayton on the road at Loyola of Chicago. And I know there are a ton of Rambler backers out there chirping at me all night long about how good Loyola was. But I had a 5-point lead with Dayton, 52-47, had the basketball. And then after there, the wheels fell off the bus. I end up losing the game. Dayton just had too many turnovers. Loyola plays good defense. They created the turnovers, and the Flyers couldn't get the job done. I lose not one, but 2 units on that one. You also back that one on Twitter. Then the coin flips go 1-1. I cash in the NBA on the Hornets and the 76ers over the 215. I lose on the Frozen Pond. I had the Flyers and the Capitals under the 6, and they scored 7. Then a side note on my prop bet show. I had no show on Friday. I'll have no show on Saturday or Sunday. I did drop a blog post out there and a Twitter post with my NBA prop bet of the day. That did cash on Kevin Huerter under the 11.5 points. I'm going to do the same thing on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want my top NBA prop, I'll post it out there on Twitter. Or you can once again go to the show page for this show and find my blog post. I'll try to put it out a little bit earlier on Saturday and Sunday. But that's how I'm going to handle things. Now, let's get to our trivia question here for Saturday. And then I have 7 college basketball games to go over. Your trivia question is this. Out of the multi-bid conferences last season, which 2 conferences had the best winning percentage in the big dance? We'll get to that answer in just a moment. But now let's get to the card. I'll lead off with my top 4 plays. They're the ones posted out there on Twitter for the Twitter vote. So here we go. We go right back to the Atlantic 10. I'm on Richmond, minus the 2.5 against VCU. So it's round 2 of the Capital City Classic. VCU won the first meeting, 63-52, back on February the 3rd. Both teams shot under 37% in that game. VCU won the battle on the boards by 15. The Spiders are the top dog right now in the A-10. They're 13-2. They're 13-1 at home. They're the number 1 team on defense. Offensively, though, mid-pack ranking number 7. The Rams are 11-4 in the A-10. They're 5-2 on the road. Yes, they've been really good on the road this season. They're the 4th best team on defense. They're the 5th best team on offense. VCU has historically dominated this series of late, winning 25 of the last 33 meetings. But this is red-out night for the Spiders. And it's a huge opportunity to help head coach Chris Mooney win his first conference title in his 19th year at the helm. I think the Spiders get it done tonight at home. Somehow, some way, give me Richmond minus the 2.5 at home over VCU. Next up on the card, we go to the CAA. It's UNC Wilmington minus the 2.5 against Towson. So these two are tied for 4th in the CAA at 11-6. Towson won the first meeting back in January in a good one, 67-64, with Wilmington as the short favorite. The Tigers shot 9 of 18 from beyond the arc to pull that one out. Towson is 6-5 on the road this season. Wilmington is 9-2 at home. It's the third game this week for Wilmington, so a little scared about that. They had to play a double overtime game at Campbell this week on Monday, which they lost. And then they had an 11-point loss at home to Hofstra. That was a little bit of a head-scratcher. So the Seahawks have actually dropped 3 of 4 games going into the season finale. It is strength on strength tonight. Towson is the number one team in the CAA on defense. Wilmington is the number two team in the CAA on offense. I expect the Seahawks, though, to right the ship at home in the regular season finale. So give me UNC Wilmington, minus the 3.5 over Towson. Next up on the card, we go to the Mountain West, and I know we're going to get some eye rolls with this one. It's New Mexico, plus the 3.5 at Boise State. So no one loses more on road underdogs in the Mountain West than me, but I'll continue to battle on. New Mexico was stunned last Saturday, losing to Air Force at the Pit as an 18.5-point favorite. Yeah, that was an ultimate head-scratcher. This talented team, though, has sat around for a week, focused on getting even with Boise State, who came into the Pit as a 10.5-point dog earlier this season and came out with a victory, 86-78. Now that I actually think about it, that might be the last time that one of my road underdogs actually covered for me in the Mountain West. I'm a big Boise State guy. I have a little sprinkle on them at plus 1,800 to win the conference. I did that right at the beginning of conference season. As of today, the Broncos are tied with Utah State for the lead at 11-4. Boise has won 4 consecutive games in impressive fashion. A 24-point win over Fresno State, a 32-point win over San Jose State, a 20-point win at Wyoming, and a 31-point win at Air Force earlier this week. Very impressive, but also not against the top tier of the conference. The Lobos rank 2nd on offense, 4th on defense. The Broncos rank number 1 on offense, number 2 on defense, but Boise's beatable at home. They've already dropped home games in conference to UNLV and Utah State. New Mexico has only 1 really good road win this season, that being at Nevada. But Richard Pitino will have the Lobos ready for this showdown. I think this one comes down to the final minute. Hopefully, the ball bounces my way. Let's grab the points here with the Lobos of New Mexico, plus the 3.5 on the road at Boise State.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the West Coast Conference. It's Gonzaga, plus the 2.5 at St. Mary's. So St. Mary's clinched the conference this week, winning their 16th consecutive game. They're 15-0 in the West Coast Conference. Gonzaga has won 7 consecutive games since losing to St. Mary's in the first meeting. The Bulldogs are 13-2 in conference, but they need this win a little bit more. Both teams have improved significantly during the season. St. Mary's dropped home games in the non-conference against Weber State, Utah, and Missouri State. That's an unimaginable list at this point. The Gaels are big fans of the Mountain West computer numbers since they have wins over New Mexico, Colorado State, and UNLV on the resume. And they also have some blowout wins this year. Listen to these numbers. They've won games by 78, 48, 44, 43, 37, 36, and 34. It's not bad. The Zags are number 1 on offense. The Gaels are number 2. The Gaels are number 1 on defense. The Zags are number 2. It's the annual showdown. St. Mary's has won the last two at home over Gonzaga, but I'm going to take the road team this year. The February win at Kentucky sold me. I think the Zags will shoot much better this time around and get the W. Give me Gonzaga plus the 2.5 on the road at St. Mary's. Next up, your bonus bets. The first one, no handicap. It's Penn State plus the 6.5 at Minnesota. It's Minnesota. I said that I would fade the Golden Gophers, so I'm going to fade the best against the spread team that I can ever remember. Yeah, misery loves, I don't know, misery loves company. I just continue to bang my head against the table and bet the same thing. It's a definition of insanity, but I'm going to do it. It's Penn State plus the 6.5 at Minnesota. Next bonus bet. Oh boy, what a good one this is going to be. It's Alabama minus the 2.5 against Tennessee in the SEC. So it's a showdown game. 12-3 against 12-3 with first place on the line. I love that the Crimson Tide are catching Tennessee coming off a showdown win over Auburn on Wednesday at home. Now they have to travel to the team that beat them soundly by 20, looking for revenge. Yes, Tennessee won the first meeting by 20. Tennessee has the number one team on defense. Alabama is the number one team on offense. So once again, strength on strength. Yes, Tennessee has a legit offense this year. They're a dang good basketball team. But on this day, roll tide. I love Alabama. So give me the Crimson Tide of Alabama minus the 2.5 at home over Tennessee. And my final bonus bet on the card, we go to the Big West Conference. It's UC Santa Barbara minus the 1 at Cal State Fullerton. So the Gauchos have disappointed me much of the season. They're just 8-9 in the Big West, but still, the conference tournament is around the corner. They still have the third best offense, but they've lost 4 of 6 games, and they lost to Fullerton by 4 in the first meeting. So they have a revenge angle here. The Titans are 6-11 in the Big West. They're fresh off an upset win at Long Beach State this week. But Fullerton is just 2-5 at home this year in conference, and they have the 9th best offense. That's not good. UC Santa Barbara should have enough talent to win this one. Stress the word should. I'm going to back the Gauchos again to win their 5th conference road game of the season. Give me UC Santa Barbara minus the 1 on the road at Cal State Fullerton. Then my coin flips here in the NBA. I selected the Atlanta Hawks at the Brooklyn Nets. Total of 220.5. Heads it is. I'm in the over 220.5 between the Hawks and the Nets. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Winnipeg Jets at the Carolina Hurricanes. Total of 5.5 in this one. That's a low total. I had to do a double take there. Tails it is. I'm on the under 5.5. Rarely do I have one of those on the card. Can't wait to see how that goes. Now, let's get to your trivia answer. I'll go through all 9 conferences that had multi-bids last year. We'll start with number 9. The absolute worst performance by a conference of the Big Dance was the Pac-12. They went 3-4. Number 8, the Big Ten. Another disappointing year for the Big Ten. They went 6-8 last year. Number 7, the American at 2-2. Number 6, the SEC at 9-8. Number 5, the Mountain West at 5-4. Kind of helps to have San Diego State advance to the title game. Number 4, the Big 12 at 9-7. Number 3, the ACC, 7-5. Kind of helps to have Miami make it to the Final Four. Number 2, best winning percentage in the Big Dance last year, the West Coast Conference. Yes, the Gales and the Bulldogs of Gonzaga both won a couple games, so they went 4-2 last year in the Big Dance. And the number 1 conference, well, the conference with the national champion, the Big East, won 12 games in the Big Dance last year, more than anybody else. Actually, what next best was the Big 12 and the SEC with 9, but the Big East won 12, only lost 4. So your answer, I guess, to the trivia question, the top 2 conferences, the Big East and the West Coast. And of course, the West Coast ties into the card today. So now let's recap my card for a Saturday. In college basketball, in the Atlantic 10, in the Capital City Classic, I'm on a Richmond minus the 2.5. over VCU. In the CAA, it's time for UNC Wilmington to bounce back. I have the Seahawks minus the 3.5 over Towson. In the Mountain West, it's a road team. It's New Mexico plus the 3.5 at Boise State. In the West Coast Conference, it's Gonzaga plus the 2.5 at St. Mary's. Yeah, the Gales have already won the conference. They don't need this one. Give it to the Zags this time around. Your bonus bet in the Big Ten, Penn State plus the 6.5 at Minnesota. In the SEC, it's Alabama minus the 2.5 over Tennessee. In the Big West, it's UC Santa Barbara minus the 1 at Cal State Fullerton. Coin flips, Hawks and Nets over the 220.5. NHL, Jets and Hurricanes under the 5.5. So that's my card for Saturday. I'd like a bounce back day. Let's finish the last big Saturday of college basketball with 125 plus games on a winning note. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.